Welcome to the Astrology University podcast, helping you find insight, inspiration, and meaning through the study of astrology. And now, on to the show. Well, hello, and welcome to the Declination Report, where I'll give you an overview of the main transiting declination aspects each month, as well as some advice about how you can navigate the important declination events. I'm your host, Tony Howard. Check out the accompanying blog post on Astrology University for a full list of the major declination aspects and dates this month. And if you're brand new to declination or you just want to know what it is, check out my blog post, What is Declination? At Astrology University. All right, well, with that, let's get started and talk about declination in the month of July 2023. So as July kicks off, Mercury is still out of bounds. Check out my podcast from last month where I talk about that a little bit. Mercury stays out of bounds through July 7th. As I mentioned last month, this period is really good for listening to emotional hunches or intuitive hits. Remember, Mercury is in Cancer, and it's an important time to favor the subjective as part of your thinking process. Creative thinking can help you get past any mental dead ends you've been stuck on while Mercury is out of bounds in Cancer. But you have to open that door and walk through. You just have to watch out for straying too far outside the reality zone. This is fine to do as part of a mental exercise or process, but then you want to bring what you find in that process back down to Earth for some reality testing. So this energy of Mercury out of bounds in Cancer is really well suited to creative exploration or inner work. One of the biggest declination transits this month is a three-planet parallel between Venus, Mars, and Jupiter on July 4th. For those who look out for Venus-Jupiter aspects, this parallel could have been a good one to tap into for some of that powerful flow, and Mars is enhancing that energy this time around, which often signals a good time for new starts. But there's a catch to this one. Venus is about to go retrograde, so my advice had we talked beforehand would have been to reflect on new starts as part of that energy, but then to consider waiting until after the Venus retrograde cycle for those projects that might feature Venus-like collaborations or partnerships. Still, this is a catalyzing energy, so you might notice some of those collaborations or partnerships get instigated or started, or the juice kind of gets flowing. So while it might not have the let's get this thing going right now signal, it could still get the ball rolling in other ways or just move that story forward. This aspect is strengthened by Venus and Mars being conjunct in Leo at the same time. And this points to creative flow, Eros, and flair as important ingredients in that mix. On July 8th, Mercury makes a parallel to Pluto while applying to the opposition. Now, this could signal a transmission from the underworld, some kind of information that we all need to look at, but that we really don't want to. Now, there are many big oppositional stories making the headlines right now that would fit the bill for that. The Ukraine-Russia conflict is one, but on a little bit of a lighter note, I'm thinking about the launch of Meta's newest app called Threads, which is an extension of Instagram that's also meant to replace Twitter. This app is being released on July 6th while Mercury is warming up to that opposition in parallel. I wouldn't be surprised to see some oppositional style communications from the heads of those two companies or important people involved, and the media's already been fueling those flames. The last declination transit I want to mention this month is Mars contraparallel and opposite Saturn on July 18th. Now, Mars-Saturn aspects are usually short-lived, but in the moment one of them is hitting your chart directly, you can surely notice them. And this one will be especially potent since Mars is contraparallel Saturn at the same time as the opposition. Now, these are going to happen in terms of longitude in early degrees of mutable signs. These are in Virgo and Pisces with Mars and Saturn. So, but you'll also want to pay attention if you've got early Gemini or Sagittarius in your chart. When you have a declination aspect at the same time as the synergistic longitudinal one, so for a parallel, that would be conjunction, and for the contraparallel, that would be the opposition, well, then you have a testimony of strength or emphasis. And from there, things do get a little diffuse with this particular configuration because Mars is in Virgo while Saturn is in Pisces. And Mars in Virgo isn't quite as directly aggressive as, say, Mars and Aries, but Mars and Virgo can sure get irritated easily and then try to let off that steam through critical feedback. On the receiving end of this opposition, is Saturn in Pisces, which doesn't approach structure or authority with the same clarity of judgment as, say, Saturn in Capricorn or Aquarius. On the shadow side of potential, this feels a little more like an oppositional dynamic between someone who's feeling a bit down or defeated being jabbed or poked by somebody who's a bit too harshly critical. On the positive side, these two energies can really balance each other out. Saturn can always help temper Mars, and Mars can help jumpstart Saturn out of its doldrums. Virgo can help Pisces stop wallowing in disarray and take that next step of constructive action, while Pisces helps Virgo to take the first step toward healing, which is accepting what is just as it is, and then applying those Virgoan improvements from that accepting space rather than the disgruntled or irritated energetic. One big picture message is to be ready for derailments under this Mars opposite Saturn, and then take time to face either what feels like it's blocking you or what might feel like it's irritating you, while also cultivating some patience, acceptance, and down-to-earth practicality. By July 22nd, Mars is separating from that opposition and moving on from the contraparallel, and things might feel like they start to cool down a little bit from there forward. All right, well, that does it for this month's declination report. And to learn more about declination, check out my course, Intro to Declination, at Astrology University. And until next time, take good care. Thanks for tuning in to the Astrology University podcast. I'm the founder, Tony Howard. Head over to astrologyuniversity.com, where you can find webinars and courses to help deepen your study of astrology. Study with some of the best astrologers in the field, and check out our diploma program for those of you interested in working professionally or in developing the skill to analyze charts for yourself, your friends, and family. Hope to see you in class soon, and until then, take good care.